On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not know I was going to Elton John Friday night at Petco Park until Friday afternoon.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Awesome surprise.
How much were those tickets?
So that's a great question. Now, on the main floor, closest to the stage, they had tables set up.
Sure. And if you think about the average age of a typical Elton John fan, I love the fact that they had tables to sit at, because I'll bet you people would spend a lot more money for that than having to stand.
did they spend? Let me start by saying this. This was not your typical concert. Elton John was supposed to be done. He had his final show at Petco Park in 2022, and that was supposed to be it.
Uh-huh.
But CureBound, the San Diego nonprofit that funds adult and pediatric cancer research, have raised over $150 million since their very brief existence. Elton John was hired to play a charity concert. So that justifies the price of the tables up front.
Sure.
Per seat to sit in the front row of tables. Per seat was $5,000. Per seat.
But it was a fundraiser, so I think that's fabulous.
Right? And then, you know, obviously the prices went down as you went back. Mm-hmm. Now, I was in section 300-something up behind home plate.
Yeah.
Because Elton John released tickets at about $45 a piece on Wednesday.
Okay.
My daughter calls me up saying, let's go.
Okay.
And for whatever stupid reason, I was like, I think I know the reason why. First of all, I didn't want to not be able to see or hear.
Sure.
Because that's really up there.
Yeah.
And B, I didn't want to get, and I mean no disrespect, but I didn't want to get depressed watching Elton John at, you know, almost 80 years old. He can't really see very well. I want to make me sad. I want to remember.
You were worried that his age and everything would be really affect everything.
Be that strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, was I wrong? And I'm so happy I listened to my daughter, who I raised on Elton John music. She's like, first of all, you don't want to see this with me? And I said, of course I do.
Yeah.
And then when I got there and I heard how strong Elton John's voice was and what a great cause it was, even if we were up in the nosebleeds,
who cares?
Everybody was just having the best time, including, I'm talking, my daughters are 26 and 24. Abby's 26, Julia's 24. And I wish Julia could have been with us. But about 2 minutes before the show starts, 15 girls, I'm going to guess between the ages of 18 and 22, maybe, they all come up and sit right next to us. Because you brought up the demographic of the Elton John fan. I'm like, wow, this is a really strange group of, you know, young people.
Sure, but I bet they learned it from their parents.
Oh my goodness, exactly right. Because Elton John, on the second song of the night, jumps into the classic Benny and the Jets, and the girls next to us were going ballistic. That's actually muddled footage, audio footage from the show on Friday night. A girl next to my daughter was FaceTiming her dad during that song.
How sweet.
And I didn't have to FaceTime because I was right there with my arm around my daughter. So, I was so happy that my daughter said, hey, you can stay at home on a Friday night. Or how about you come see Elton John with your daughter, you dope?
Yeah.
And we had, it was just the best time.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he sounded so incredible. And he's so tiny.
I saw Elton John when he and Billy Joel were touring together. And I saw him years ago in Madison, Wisconsin. And they had their pianos facing each other.
Yeah.
And dueling, you know, playing together. And it was, and unfortunately, we were in a place that didn't have the best sound. But there was just something so magnetic about it. And they're both small people. So, you know, but it was really great to watch. It was a great show.
And that was the reason why, mostly, that I was so thankful I got past my stubbornness. Because I had never seen Elton John ever.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Oh.
Yes, there were some sound issues. I guess there's always going to be when you're at a place like Petco for a live concert. Sorry, it just kind of always seems to be the way, especially depending on where you're sitting.
Right. But what a cool way to fundraise.
He sounded great, and he can play. Yeah. And the man, I mean, this Justin, he's a genius, but to see it live is a whole different ballgame. And to do it with my daughter, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful evening. Plus, we were kind of so high, we were above the fog that settled in.
Oh,
so super,
I bet that was weird.
Yeah, because you could, I don't know, it was fitting, you know, the clouds and the lights and the smoke and whatever the hell else is going on. It was awesome.
Well, they
awesome
didn't need a smoke machine. They had natural ones.
I think some other people were maybe creating their own smoke, if you know what I'm talking about. I shared a picture on our socials of my daughter, who decked herself out in Elton John wardrobe, by the way. You can find that on our KSON socials. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.